240, we've had a relatively mild summer, and severe weather hasn't been a big concern or recently as compared to other years. But we are still in hurricane season, and September is peak hurricane month. Let's talk more about it.
Yeah, September is National Preparedness Month, and it's being marked in Maryland in a big way. Joining us to talk about it, Russ Strickland. He's the Maryland Emergency Management Agency Executive Director. Russ, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
So why is September a good month to take a look at preparedness?
Well, I think historically, on a national basis, it's been the time, particularly on the eastern seaboard and the hurricane-prone states, is when we get hit the most with hurricanes. So collectively, we've identified that month as the time to remind all of our citizens what they really need to be doing to protect themselves during hurricane season.
All right, Russ, what do people need to be doing?
Well, I think just some real basics. Really prepare an emergency kit and have a good family communications plan. The next thing they need to be aware of is just what are their evacuation routes. They need to know what, where, why, and how they can get out of their particular neighborhoods and to some place of safety. And along that same line, they really need to listen very closely to their local emergency managers who will be coordinating and giving the information for those evacuation routes. And then finally, really to check and see whether or not they're in some type of a flood-prone area, whether or not there's going to be a flood inundation, water gathering in that area. That'll tell them whether or not they need to leave a little bit sooner or not.
Tell us about some events you've planned in Maryland to highlight preparedness.
Several things we're doing. We're constantly posting on social media. That seems to be the most, I'm going to say, quickest, fastest way to get information out to the public today. Through Twitter and Facebook, we have constant tips that are up reminding the public of what it is they can do to prepare, as well as we'll be releasing a Preparedness Month video that people will be able to take a look at and get some additional tips that they could use.
While we're talking primarily about weather, here in Washington, D.C., we need to be prepared for a lot of different things. What sort of ideas do you want people to have? How should they prepare for other things in terms of having to-go bags and meeting places, not just around the home, but perhaps in another town?
Well, I think, again, it comes back to some of those very, very basics, you know, to have like a go kit or an emergency kit ready, know what your family communications plan is, things like that. And then when you're traveling to another area, is to kind of check it out beforehand. What are the designated evacuation routes in that area? What are the warning systems that they might be using in that area to let you know that it's time to either get to a shelter or actually evacuate? But just kind of do some intel kind of work, you know, figure out what is in that area that might be of concern to you and your family, and how are you going to handle it.
All right, Russ, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Russ Strickland, the Maryland Emergency Management Agency Executive Director.
Talking tennis with Dave Preston next.